fed it to your hogs. It's good hog food. Then, fall of the year, you always had to go out and plant your wheat to make biscuit. Well, what you did with that, just go out and take your ground and just take a bucket of wheat and just stir it with your hand, just like you would fertilize over your lawn. Mm-hmm. Except you'd go all over your field. Then when you did that, you take turning plow, which was called, what we did is called a farmer's friend. That was a turning plow, was the name of it, farmer's friend. Then you turn that under, then drug it where it'd be smooth with your drag harrow right in behind it. Then that was through with that until you got ready to cut it. Then we cut it by hand. Back then, they didn't have machines. And what you used was what they call a cradle. And one man, my daddy used to take, he would watch his cradle of wheat. Then he'd get a cradle full and he'd drop it. Then we would come behind him and tie it up in bonds just like you would fodder. Then let it lay out there. Then you'd go and get it and shock it. Shock it up in red big stacks and wait till they got ready to folks come out with a wheat meal, as you called it. Then they run it through there, then that gets your wheat and left your straw. So that taking all the wheat out, then there was your wheat and there was your straw. Now we taken a lot of that straw and made bed ticks out of it. We slept on straw beds.
On straw ones?
Yes, ma'am. That's what we, I didn't know what a feather bed and a other bed was till I was just about grown. Because back in the country, we just take mother, take one big old thick ducking, as they called it, and sew it up all set the middle, and then we take that wheat straw and stuff it. And as she stuffed it, she'd sew it back up, put it on the bed, just like you did a mattress. And we slept on it.
Well, how does one sleep?
It sleeps good.
Does it? Yeah. Is it a firm or a soft mattress?
Well, it finally get hard. But long as, for a while, it'd be spongy-like, because straw would give and raise back up. But after you slept on it continuously, it would just flatten out.
How long would you have to... Could you use it before you had to replace the straw and the ticking?
Oh, use it a year till the next year.
Oh, you'd use it from year to year?
Year to year, that's right. Then when we'd go to meeting in the summertime, we'd take that straw and get in a two-horse wagon and fill your wagon full of straw. Then we'd all get in the wagon and go to meeting. And us children lay down that straw and they'd put quilts and cover us up. Stop and get your neighbors, two or three families, go in one wagon, you see. Go to church that way at night.
Did you have very far to go?
Well, we have went as far as 5 miles.
I'm sure that took, how long did that take in a wagon?
Taking us about an hour and a half, 2 hours to drive there. It's according to where you want to run your mules, not you hardly ever run your mules on the road, because after working them all day, you didn't want to put them on the road and run them at night, you see. So.
Chris, now how long does it take you to get to Conyers, which is what, about 10 miles down the road? About 5 miles, I guess it is.
From here to Conyers?
Yes.
From right here to Conyers, 8 miles.
Okay, 8 miles, right. And you can drive that in
15 minutes and not break speed limits.
Right, easily.
Right. And taking us about 2 and 2.5 hours driving with a mule wagon. And that's where we went to church at night. Of course, that's when meeting was going on. See, in the daytime we didn't have it because farmers didn't have time to quit and go to church. Like, now they had church on Sunday.